It's time for women to be more influential. Do you sense the mystery of the season in which we find ourselves? Or do you perhaps sense a tangible difference in your own personal season? I imagine you're a leader, like most of the brilliant women I'm fortunate enough to call my clients, and that you can sense that there's a shift waiting to happen. I sense it too. I call it unique timing. And although I don't pretend to know the precise details of the shift that we should expect, I do know that there's never been a more important time in history, or rather, herstory, for women who partner with men in senior leadership to rise up and take on some of the organisational and industrial and global challenges of this era. Let me tell you why I'm so convinced of this. The Woman Prophecy. It was a beautiful spring day in 2013, and as I sat at the desk in my home office, the morning sun made a beeline for my face. I took a moment to close my eyes and drink in its warmth, and then with a deep sigh, I reached for my computer. I'd been experiencing a dry season in my business, the kind that every business owner, if they cared to admit it, has every now and then. And so I was unsure of the plan for the day. Spontaneously, I found myself whispering a prayer. What now, God? What's my next move? The answer came almost instantly in what I like to call a divine download. The familiar, still small voice inside whispered, write to her. I knew immediately what that inner voice meant by her. The woman I'm here to serve. The successful woman. The brilliant, smart, savvy woman who's done well for herself, climbed the corporate ladder, made her way into a leadership role, got herself a seat at the table. She's undeniably impressive, a role model who's doing great work and is committed to doing greater work. But at the same time, she's struggling. This woman knows that there are two sides of leadership, the eternal privilege and honour of holding this position, and the relentless daily challenges and pressures that go hand in hand with it. I'm passionate about supporting her. I've been supporting women all my working life. For more than 20 years, I was a midwife serving alongside thousands of pregnant and labouring women. And to this day, I still consider it one of my most special privileges and learning opportunities. To me, there's nothing quite as beautiful as witnessing the power, strength, and capability of womankind, or as I like to call it, womanity, in pregnancy and childbirth. Today, although I no longer deliver human babies, I still consider myself a midwife at heart, a spiritual midwife. I found where I belong, working alongside women who are going through challenging, painful, and stretching experiences. Women who are conceiving and carrying dreams and visions, solutions and ideas. Women who are bringing forth transformation and change. This is the work that makes me come alive. So I found this professional drought strange. And even stranger was this inward prompting to write to her. Later that morning, during my usual prayer and meditation time with God, I heard again that still small voice, and again it said, write to her, prepare. Almost simultaneously, a message to her began to unfold. I reached for my pen to capture it, scribbling as fast as I could. Prepare for suddenly. The world's cries are going unnoticed, unheard, unacknowledged. Soon the cries will become a shout, and that shout a tumultuous thunder. And then that's when we'll need you, influential woman. Not the conforming you, but the you that I, God, have created for such a time as this. Not the contrived womankind that the marketplace is demanding and crafting in its own image, but the womankind I had in mind at creation for the love of all creation.